ABC Listen.
Hello there, my name's Isaac, and you're listening to a special episode of Newstime.
Hello, Isaac.
Hello.
This week is NAIDOC Week, so I'm taking over hosting duties. National NAIDOC Week is a time to celebrate and recognise the history, culture, and achievements of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples. I'm a Wiradjuri and Palawa man, and I celebrate NAIDOC Week by connecting with my community, especially our elders. There's lots to celebrate in this episode too. We'll visit a patch of land being handed back to the traditional owners. We'll hear about some First Nations people nominated for some big awards, and we'll learn some words in language for our Wow of the Week. Here we go.
Toy number 5.
During the first week of July every year, National NAIDOC Week celebrations are held right around the country. It's an opportunity for all Australians to learn about First Nations cultures and histories and celebrate Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture, people and achievements.
NAIDOC's about celebrating the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture.
Aboriginal people get to share their culture and like celebrate it.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have lived on this land for tens of thousands of years. Our culture is the oldest continuing culture in the whole world, and our people have fought for their country and their rights even when things get tough. That's called resilience, and it's something to admire and respect. NAIDOC Week celebrations will be taking place right around the country. You might even have some NAIDOC events at your school or preschool. How do you celebrate your culture?
Traditional dances.
Clapping sticks. I do it all the time.
Sometimes my mum cooks dampa. We eat it with dim sims.
Dampa and dim sims? What a combo. This year, the theme for NAIDOC Week is 50 years of deadly. Any guesses what that means?
No, that means something dangerous.
It means, like, good job and, like, positive.
Deadly.
The word deadly is used by mob to mean something that's excellent. When it's used in this way, it doesn't mean something dangerous. It's a celebration of cultural pride and Indigenous achievements. NAIDOC Week didn't just start out of nowhere. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community leaders and elders had to work hard over the years to have their voices heard and their achievements celebrated. The theme, 50 Years of Deadly, acknowledges that history and the communities that keep turning up to make NAIDOC Week amazing. Congratulations on 50 years of NAIDOC. I can't wait to see what the next 50 bring.
Story number 4.
We know that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders have lived here for thousands of years. A few hundred years ago, a British man named Captain Cook travelled here on a ship called the Endeavour. One day, the Endeavour was damaged, so Captain Cook and his crew spent 48 days on a beach on the Cape York Peninsula in far north Queensland repairing their vessel. Historians think this was the first time that the British met our First Nations people. Captain Cook and his crew invaded Australia. They didn't respect that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were here first, and they took their land, including the beach on the Cape York Peninsula where they first met.
The Torres Strait Islander people and the Aboriginal people, they're the traditional owners.
You're right. Now, after years of conversations and negotiations between the traditional owners and the Queensland government, this patch of land is being handed back to the Aboriginal people. About 3,000 hectares of land is being given back to the traditional owners. That's about 2,000 AFL ovals worth of land. Bubunabun Aboriginal Corporation will take ownership and work with the Queensland Parks and Wildlife Services to care for the land.
It's a good thing.
Because they were the ones that looked after it and took care of it.
Yep. The land contains important cultural sites and is home to some rare and threatened species. The traditional owners will be able to care for this land and the creatures that call it home, like they have for generations. A woman named Betty works for the Bubunabun Aboriginal Corporation, and she says this is a big step towards reconciliation. That means healing the relationship between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the broader Australian community.
Story number three.
The Logie Awards is a celebration of the best performers, artists, and shows on Australian television. Once every year, Australian actors wear their fanciest clothes and walk along the red carpet. Lots of Aussie actors dream of winning a Logie. It means that people think you're one of the best performers in the country.
They're with, like, actors and singers.
It's fun.
It's an impressive achievement to even be nominated for a Logie. Out of all the hundreds of performers who create art every year, only a few make it to the shortlist of possible award winners. This year, there are 9 First Nations performers nominated for big awards. Plus, there are 5 TV shows made by or about First Nations people nominated too. That makes this year's awards one of the strongest for Indigenous representation. That means Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people seeing themselves reflected on the TV or in other art, like movies.
That's nice, because they're giving a view or something.
Happy, happy, happy.
Dig what? I hope you win.
They get to do the things that they like.
Oh, that's a lovely thought. Yeah. It means that more First Nations people get to follow their dreams and do what they love. It shows that Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders are making a big impact on the Australian entertainment industry, and that people love seeing First Nations stories on TV. In fact, a little show about a dog is releasing some episodes in an Aboriginal language. You might have heard of the show. It's called Bluey?
I know Bluey. He does. Is.
My favourite one's The Sign, because it came out on my birthday.
I should have guessed we'd have some Bluey super fans. Yep, 5 episodes of Bluey are being re-released in NAIDOC Week with all the voices done by North East Arnhem Land residents in the language Yulnumata.
So Aboriginal kids can listen to it. I think they should translate it into different Aboriginal languages.
I agree. There are hundreds of different Aboriginal languages spoken around the country. I wonder which language Bluey might choose next.
Story number 2.
Alice Springs is a town smack bang in the middle of Australia in the Northern Territory. Alice has an exciting arts and culture scene. There are heaps of art galleries dotted around the town and fun festivals throughout the year. The Alice Springs Beanie Festival celebrated its 30th annual event this year. But this festival isn't dedicated to your regular everyday beanie. Imagine tables as far as the eye could see with weird and wonderful woolen creations. There are beanies with bobbles, with fur, with lace and felt. Beanies all the colours of the rainbow covered in plants or animals or even a teapot or two.
A beanie goes on your head. Knit the beanie.
Knitters and crafters from all over the country came together to share their creations with each other. Around 8,000 handmade beanies were displayed and sold at the festival for a total of $400,000.
They're probably raising money.
Yeah, they were. Some of the money raised from selling the beanies is used to fund creative workshops in remote communities across the Northern Territory. A First Nations artist named Julie first learned about beanie making through one of these workshops, and she's been obsessed ever since. Julie creates beautiful beanies and teaches other community members how to make them too.
I want that beanie.
This was the final Alice Springs Beanie Festival. The volunteers who run the festival say they're getting a bit old and need a rest. Plus, the festival is so popular, they can't really fit in the venue anymore. After 30 awesome years, the team decided to finish up with a huge celebration of the Woolly Warmers.
Good luck. Have fun.
Thanks, Beanie Festival, for warming our heads and our hearts. And now it's time for...
Wow of the Week.
The story made me go wow because it's never been done before.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders have lots of different mobs and cultures. You might have heard of the Gadigal or Wangal people, about the Kaurna people, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung or the Noongar people, just to name a few. There are hundreds of different groups whose countries make up the land now known as Australia, and many of these groups spoke different languages too.
I know how to say hello, my name is. Yama gata biji.
Yama means hello.
Too deadly. It's great to hear you know some words in language. The thing is, lots of Aboriginal communities were banned from speaking their languages or practicing their culture. Back in 1788, there were more than 250 different Indigenous Australian languages spoken around the country, and most of these languages are endangered. That means there aren't many people left who speak the language, so it's important they're protected and passed on to the next generation.
Second, teach our kids.
A preschool in Alice Springs called the Purdom Language Nest is helping to save the Purdom language. Purdom is only spoken fluently by about 30 people, so it's important more people learn the language so it can survive into the future. The Alice Springs preschool is an immersion school. They don't speak any English there, only the language Purdom. Kids turn up to the school each day to sing, dance, eat, play and learn entirely in the Purdom language.
That sounds fun.
Sounds good, and I'm happy about it.
It's been a great success, and now the school has an even bigger goal. They want to grow from a preschool into an independent school too. The teachers, parents and carers at the school say it's a joyful and emotional place to be. They say it's really exciting to see their language being passed on to the next generation. And hey, maybe I should do my bit too. Here's your first word in Purdom, Kwaja. That means water. Kwaja. And it's quiz time. Let's see how much you remember. Question one. What's the national NAIDOC theme this year? It's 50 years of deadly. Question two. The beach at which Captain Cook and his crew repaired the Endeavour is being given back to traditional owners. Which state is it in? Queensland. Question three. Which TV show has some episodes being translated into an Aboriginal language? Bluey. Question four. Which piece of headwear was created for a festival in Alice Springs? Beanies. Question five. How do you say water in the language Purdom? Kwaja. And that's the end of the countdown. Thank you for all your help.
Thanks, Isaac.
Thanks, Isaac.
You're very welcome. Happy NAIDOC Week.
That's deadly.
Newstime is an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For other awesome podcasts to play, music to move to, and stories and soundtracks for sleep, head to the Kids tab on the ABC Listen app. It's free from your app store.